It's Mark and Walton in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walton Idala. As we continue on this morning, I'm joined in the studio now by Andrew Rickauer, who is Executive Director of the United Way of Marquette County. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Walton.
Well, I wanted to get you in here today to talk about something that's coming up. We're a part of it here at Sunny and Media Brew, but it's also sort of an opportunity to learn more about the United Way and partnerships. Tell me what's coming up.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, April 3rd, we've got a business after hours to kind of share what the campaign has been doing and the impact we've had and all the organizations we've helped reach out to and impact this year.
And this is also a recognition of members that are in the media consortium, which is a fairly unique thing here in Marquette County and the Central UP. The media are working together to get the message out about the campaign. The campaign is still underway, right?
Yeah, the campaign's still underway. We're still looking to raise another $40,000 or so by May 1st. And so hopefully we'll be able to do that, and this event will help get the message out.
When we talk about the campaign, this is the annual campaign of the United Way of Marquette County. Tell me a little bit about how it works. How does it all come together? It is a way of making kind of a one-stop donation, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, United Way works in the county in several different ways. We raise funds and have our own programs, but the campaign specifically is, it's really collective giving, you know, whether it's payroll or individual recurring donations or one-time donations. And we just pool all that money together, and it goes to 26 partner agencies, so it all stays local and just helps local residents.
And I full disclosure, I had the opportunity to be a campaign co-chair several years ago. And it's interesting because when you talk to businesses, you talk to individuals, you talk to groups, it's almost impossible to not have somebody that you know or somebody that's impacted by one of these agencies.
We're looking at about 40% of Marquette County residents have been positively impacted by the dollars we raise.
So what's going to be happening with this business after hours? Where is it, and what's going to be on the docket, and how can people take part?
So it's business after hours, 5 to 7 at the ORDOC. And it's, like you said, it's put on with the help from the Media Consortium, which is very unique to the UP. And the other thing that makes this really unique is not only does the media really come together to support the community through United Way, but to do it all under one roof at one event. I don't know if there's any other place out there that will have all media under one roof.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole bunch of us, of folks here from our group and several others that are part of the consortium that are going to be there. But you will be there with the United Way and other folks to also explain a little bit more about it, right?
Yeah, we'll have United Way staff will be there. All of our partner agencies will be there. All the media will be there. So a great way to learn what's happening in the community.
Again, when and where is that happening?
April 3rd from 5 to 7 at the ORDOC.
And if people have questions about the campaign, maybe they can't make it to this event, or they want to find out more about what you're doing with the United Way of Marquette County, what's the best way to do that?
They can either call our office, 226-8171, or they can go online to Facebook, United Way of Marquette County, or our website, uwmqt.org.
That's Andrew Rickauer in the studio with me this morning, talking about the upcoming business after hours with the Media Consortium and also other partners with the United Way of Marquette County and the annual campaign. We will see you definitely at the event, if not sooner. Best of luck with it. And, of course, hopefully we'll get some folks to give as well.
Thank you, Walt.
All right. If you missed any of our interview with Andrew, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9.